As a congressional agency, the Government Accountability Office responds to hundreds of requests every year from throughout Capitol Hill. The Hill not only sets GAO's agenda for investigations, it also controls the budget. So good relations with Congress is a must. No one knows this better than Kate Sigerud, Managing Director of Congressional Relations at GAO. She's among the newest fellows at the National Academy of Public Administration, and she joins me now. Ms. Sigerud, great to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
Since GAO is part of the congressional constellation of agencies, what does the Director of Congressional Relations do at GAO?
So as you mentioned, GAO does exist to support the Congress. We do that primarily by analyzing problems, issuing reports, and testifying before congressional committees and hearings. What the Office of Congressional Relations does is really manage that relationship, including the hundreds of new requests that we receive from Congress every year for work and the requirements that are passed in enacted laws for GAO to issue reports.
Now, you've been at GAO, we should point out, 29 years. Do you ever get a request from a member in which you maybe can gently say, you know what, we looked at that 9 months ago, read this report, and then let us know if you still want us to do this?
Actually, this is a fairly common situation that occurs. Members of Congress do tend to be interested in emerging issues, and they may have some of the same interests over the same period of time. So it's fairly common that a recently issued report can, in fact, answer many of the questions from a member. We always make our managers here available to brief members of Congress and their staff on our recently issued work, and that can often be sufficient to answer questions.
How much time do you personally spend on Capitol Hill and its environs?
I spend a lot of time. GAO serves every committee of the Congress. We have a relationship with every committee, and we work closely with House and Senate leadership as well. So I and my staff spend a lot of time both briefing on our work, talking about new work that we could do, and finding other ways to support the Congress through technical assistance.
And is there any difference in the way that you get treated or addressed by the different parties, or are they pretty much businesslike when it comes to GAO?
GAO has a very good relationship with the House and the Senate and both sides of the aisle. Officially, our mission is to provide nonpartisan, non-ideological, and fact-based analysis and reporting to the Congress. So we work with both the House and the Senate and both sides of the aisle and treat everyone with the same approach to responding to their requests.
Are there some that inside GAO, and I wouldn't ask you to name names, but some you prefer to deal with versus others?
Not really. GAO's protocols are set up to respond primarily to committee leadership, and by that we mean the senior Republican and Democrat on each committee. And we will be very responsive to questions they have, particularly within the jurisdiction of their committees.
Because from what I've seen of hundreds of GAO reports that I've looked at over the years, most of the issues really don't get into politics and partisanship, but look at particular programs that are just beyond the political realm.
Well, GAO's primary work is focused on evaluating federal programs, and we find that we can do that in a nonpartisan fashion. Federal programs are supposed to have objectives and missions that they carry out. GAO can go in and review the performance of those programs in a nonpolitical and nonpartisan way in most cases.
Now, a few years ago, the GAO was called the General Accounting Office. In fact, I think a few longtime members or even some newcomers still sometimes slip into that. When it switched to the Government Accountability Office, did that change things, or was that name change simply a reflection of how things had changed?
Well, I will say that, yes, we still occasionally get a request from Congress that says General Accounting Office, but we will answer to GAO no matter what you call us, General Accounting Office or Government Accountability Office. The switch to the Government Accountability Office name really sort of followed an evolution that had occurred some years earlier to focus more on what we call performance auditing and program evaluation. So GAO had a historic mission focused more on financial accounting. We have moved now into performance auditing and program evaluation, which, as I mentioned, focuses on whether federal programs are, in fact, carrying out their missions as envisioned and as required by law. We do still have a very important financial accounting mission, and, in fact, we do participate in and provide an opinion on the overall financial statement of the federal government each year.
We're speaking with Kate Sigerud. She is the Managing Director of Congressional Relations at the GAO and among the newest fellows at the National Academy of Public Administration. And after 29 years at GAO, because you were in the investigative and research areas before moving into congressional relations, what are the personnel and human capital requirements that you believe drive GAO, and what does it take to succeed there?
Sure. Thanks for asking that. I actually have the role in GAO of being a campus executive, so an ambassador to one of the universities with GAO has a formal relationship. In my case, it's the University of Minnesota Humphrey School of Public Affairs, from which I graduated many years ago. So we look to hire people, most often with graduate degrees in a variety of disciplines, often public policy or business administration, economics, statistics, and research. These are the kinds of skills that we're looking for initially from a technical point of view, although we also highly prize clear communication skills and the ability to collaborate, since all of our work is done in a multidisciplinary team fashion. So we do hire every year, depending on the amount of attrition we've had in the previous year and the condition of our budget. We have a professional development program, which most of our new employees enter. It's a two-year program that seeks to provide and to improve those skills that I mentioned earlier, as well as to rotate the new staff around and expose them to a variety of the different areas where GAO does work.
And looking at reports and generating reports over these many years, again, we want to point out that for almost 25 years, that's the part of GAO you were working in. And so you're always looking at what's wrong. Does that tend to make people at GAO cynical, or are you like auto mechanics that you see cars because they come in for work, but you love cars?
Well, I think in general, GAO employees are very dedicated to public service and are interested in making government better. So even though our reports find problems or areas for improvement, we also always make recommendations in our reports. Or I should say in most cases, we make recommendations in our reports. About 60% of the time, we have a recommendation for improvement. We follow those over time. We find that on average, about 80% of our recommendations get implemented. So I think we do find that the results of GAO's work make a difference in the federal agencies and programs that we audit, and that does lead to an overall good sense of public service in the agency.
And how has the degree of cooperation from federal managers and federal executives in the agencies been with respect to responding to GAO requests?
I would say that our relationship with the federal agencies that we review is largely very good. I mean, GAO does have, by statute, authority to review most any federal data or record, and we get good cooperation when we ask for the material that we need to do our work. We also, as I mentioned, find that about 80% of our recommendations ultimately get implemented. So I think we find that federal managers are paying attention to what we say. We also offer every federal agency the opportunity to comment on a draft report. So the perspective of the agency is always reflected in the work that we do.
After 29 years in federal service, would you do it all over again?
Oh, absolutely. I've had a great career here at GAO, and I'm very proud to work for the federal government in general. Working for GAO, I've had exposure to so many interesting programs that the federal government runs. It's very inspirational both to see the dedicated federal employees who run these programs as well as to see the difference that GAO can make in supporting the Congress.
Kate Sigerud is Managing Director of Congressional Relations at the Government Accountability Office and the newest inductee to the National Academy of Public Administration. Thanks for joining me and good luck at NAPA.
Thank you so much.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.